The countdown has begun. If you have watched me for any length of time and gleaned any information that's good out of this channel, I invite you to sit down and listen to this video in its entirety, because I'm not joking. It's about to go somewhere pretty crazy, and I don't know where it's going to go, but I know it's going to change a lot of people's minds. It is going to help a lot of people. It's going to start with a story about McDonald's. It's going to go into AI. Then we're going to talk about military weapons. And then after that, I got to be honest with you, it's probably going to get a little wacky. So if you're ready, let's dive in. There's a story that came out about McDonald's the other day that I looked at. I saw the link, pretty sensationalized. I went to click on it, and the link had been removed. And I went, it's a fake story. I knew it in my gut. I didn't cover it. And you've seen me cover a lot of stories about fast food places, restaurant chains, stores going bankrupt, all kinds of stuff, because it's economics. And I want to show you in a way that will put you in a position where you're making very rational decisions, very thoughtful and wise decisions to set your family up for success as this entire economy and government now is collapsing. The story was that California McDonald's were pulling out, that they're considering pulling out. I saw a lot of people on social media just run with this story, and the views were amazing. The sad thing is, in this industry, the media, whether it be mainstream or social, people need sensationalism. I've known multiple people with reality TV shows. One, which I thought was just amazing, it was called Redwood Kings, some friends of mine. And it ultimately, they didn't have enough drama to keep the storyline going. And we know this to be a truth, right? How many of you, type one, if you understand this, people feed off sensationalism. They don't like the truth. And so I saw this story and I saw the clicks it was getting, and I'm like, I'm staying away from this. And then this story came out, and this is about the author of that story, the original story. And this is going to line up with what we're about to talk about, because this video is going to take some really weird turns. The California McDonald rumor is coming from a digital ghost. You see, instantaneously, with my business background, I knew that that was not possible, because McDonald's can't just make the decision, California McDonald's is pulling out. It doesn't work that way, because those businesses, those storefronts, are independently owned and operated. Okay. McDonald's can do all they want and go, we're pulling out. McDonald's doesn't care. Yeah. They're bummed out. You know, they're not going to close all their stores because Governor Newsom, you know, made all these laws about minimum wage. They're just going to deal with it. That's why they're doing the $5 menu, all stuff. And these business owners aren't just going to go, well, we're just leaving. Yeah. Where are you going to go? You're going to go start another McDonald's where there's already 20 of them in another state? That's not even going to happen. But these social media people just dive on this, right? Check this out. Says you probably haven't heard of the name Tony Bonanni, but he's one of the most prolific writers on the internet. He publishes several articles a day, often churning out pieces within minutes of each other. Compared to most journalists, Tony Bonanni writes at superhuman pace. There's one other interesting thing about Bonanni. He probably doesn't exist. His name, face, and stories appear to be a product of a content farm headquartered at a Connecticut shopping center. AI. This time period that we're in right now, and in this next 6 months, our government is so dirty and so rogue. And what just happened with the trial with Trump proves it. To watch a judge that hates the defendant so much that he turns to the jury and says, I'm gonna take this man's, what was it, Sixth Amendment right? You don't even have to agree on the other charges to find him guilty. Type two, if you believe we are in a very dark time in our nation's history. the entire world right now. You want to know why gold is truly going up? This is the most basic, fundamental reason why gold is going up. Because of mass, I'm talking absolute mass understanding and mass purchasing of gold from other countries, because they're saying the world's leader has completely lost it in so many different ways. They're trying their ex-leader. They know that these charges are completely false. Do you know that hush money, it's called an NDA with a settlement. It's 100% legal. 100%. Then they say, well, there's another case. Oh, these are all in New York, because crazy people live in New York and in California. There's a good large subsect on each of those sides. On a percentage basis, I think there are a lot of people that are Looney Tunes. But I also believe that 98% of California are amazing people. But on a population percentage, you take that 2% of complete morons, complete fools, I mean, complete idiots that want to kill babies and do all this crazy stuff and their satanic crap. That 2% is a large population compared to other states, right? Most of my subscribers, most of you are from California. You're amazing people, but there's a lot of evil lunatic idiots out there. And those are all three different types of people. So the world is watching, and they're watching US now try and seize Russian assets. We're just going to steal it from you. And then we're going to give the money to Ukraine. We're going to take more taxpayer dollars, and we're going to keep giving it to Ukraine, because all of our servers are over there. And we're very afraid that if that stuff gets out, that's all the blackmail we've been keeping on other people and each other, and then we'll be destroyed, hopefully imprisoned. I got to be honest with you. I believe that there should be some people that are put in front of a firing squad publicly. I know that's harsh, but type five, if you agree with that, because people need to be, we use this term in the fire service a lot, daddy don't spank. It drove me nuts when an officer would come out and he'd say, this has been done, and now everyone's going to get punished for it. I said, no, eat it. Tell me who did it. I'd stand up in front of my captain. Tell me who did it. Who did something wrong? He says, that's not the point. I'm all, bull crap, it's the point. You call out bad behavior. You write up people. That's what progressive discipline's for, is to actually take bad behavior and encourage an employee through progressive discipline to either change their ways and become better, or there's the door. But daddy don't spank anymore. And we see this, and then you treat everyone else in the lineup, the whole crew's in trouble. You're all, if one of you did it, you might as well all done it. Well, that destroys the morale, and that's because these weren't leaders. And the whole world is watching our leadership crap the bed. Now, there are deep fake videos, and what really concerns me, because there are a handful, a group of Americans that are complete morons. And I'm not joking. They're, or simpletons. Let's use simpletons. They speak of things they know nothing about. They have no experience. And we're in that mode where a lot of them are running the economy. They are managing your money. They are told, because of their acumen or their degrees, the piece of paper that they have, that they are academics, they are intelligent. They've got the word Esquire behind their name, a doctor behind their name, and they've got status. And so they manage your money. They make policy decisions. And we are moving into a very, very dark place. I'm going to tell you right now, Trump's leading nationally. I believe he's the first president to lead nationally. I don't know how long. It's insane how his numbers are. And this is only going to help him, because more and more people are waking up that didn't want to talk politics. And I'm going to tell you right now, politics is extremely important, because if you believe that you're a rational person that has a good head on his shoulders or her shoulders and has a heart, and you don't care about politics, you're going to let our country die, because idiots are going to run it. Look at AOC. makes me sick when I see her. So now, and this is the next pivot on this video that's extremely important to understand. The AI writing stories, the sensationalism of, you know, I bring you news stories that I can explain through current events what's going to happen next in the economy and how you can take advantage of the bad news to prepare, because you're going to make way more money during a crash than during a good time. Say I understand in the comment section if you get that, because most people don't. Now, we're going to see videos, deep fake videos that will blow your mind, and AI is only getting better. And now we're going to talk about military weapons, because there is a war for your mind using frequency. That's why television programming is programming. We're programmed in a way. We're getting more and more glued to TikToks and YouTube shorts than long form content, because our attention span is dwindling as a population rapidly. There are actually countries that want to ban the use of TikTok because it's dumbing down their population. Okay? This is not a joke. If you want to see a joke, go watch a White House press conference. And watch whatever press secretary clown that idiot's got working for him right now. It's absolutely insanity. But the mainstream financial media is very similar, being swayed and pulled by people like Jim Cramer. These are puppets. These are clowns. But really, who's the real clown? It's the ones watching and trying to glean info from the head clown. Type 9, if you know this is true, there are military weapons right now that are intended to cause you, using frequency pulse waves, to make you sick to your stomach and throw up. Type 9, if you understand that. Kimberly, thank you sincerely for the super chat. Okay, I have worked with some of these. As a matter of fact, I'm about to do something right now. Let's do this. I am knighting Doug as a moderator right in front of you. Everyone say, I just picked it. Doug is now a moderator of this channel. He's an amazing subscriber, follower, and he said it just as we were getting off the phone a few minutes before I started this, a member of Ninja Nation. He's representing Ninja Nation, Florida. So everyone say hi to Doug. There are military weapons, and I have been around these, that are mounted on Humvees, on trucks, and it looks like it's a 2-foot by 2-foot squared panel, and it is intended to put out a pulse to drop you to your knees. You'll eventually start throwing up. You'll run from this pulse. Okay, there's another weapon. It's called the Voice of God. Type 10 if you've heard of this. It is extremely real. It is intended to go onto the battlefield, and to get, it will actually cause you to believe that God is talking to you, or that you are coming up with certain thoughts. This is not a joke. Yes, police departments do employ these weapons that were given to them, please understand this, by the federal government, the military. Okay. I was talking to a man earlier today, and he was talking about, you know, I have no fear about this stuff. And I think that especially Christians are very confused about the term fear, because fear is an extremely healthy thing. Now, a lot of people are going to tell me after watching this video, well, it says, have no fear, have no fear. It says, well, first off, it says, have the fear of God, fear God. Let's understand that. And yes, Jesus, you know, God says, fear not, for I'm with you. That's right. God was also with millions of people as they're being slaughtered. God is with you when hundreds of thousands of people are wandering deserts because they made the wrong decision, because they didn't see the writing on the wall, or they made a wrong decision. I mean, they straight up did something bad and they were getting punished for it. They had to deal with the consequences. God was with them during those times. God was with me when I was having to dip and drained my entire emergency savings account, which was 6 months of all of my debts combined, because I was being hit by a scheme, an insurance scheme. I had one of my renters in the property died in the property, And that's a whole nother story inside of itself. So no rent's coming in from that property. My mother died and we're paying for her hospice care. That was just, man, all at once. I had a healthy fear. You want to know why? Because I remember telling God, I said, I'm a tither. This wasn't you. And I know you're here with me, but I'm watching my bank account get drained. The bank called and says they're coming to take my house. That fear taught me something. You see, what is a healthy fear? A healthy fear is somebody telling you to grab that red hot pan and you going, ah, I am afraid that if I was to grab that, I will burn myself. Because when I was a child, I did burn myself. And now I'm afraid of burning myself. So instead of grabbing that pan right now, I will either A, wait for it to calm down, get cold, or I will use a utensil to grab it. See, that's the difference of having knowledge. I'm afraid of the, oh, that pan's going to burn me. And I'm afraid if I grab it, I'm going to get burnt. And then wisdom, let's let it give it time to cool down. Let's go grab a utensil if it has to be moved now. That is what I have been doing for the last 3 years on this channel, is showing you how to take knowledge, what is happening right now in our world. This is happening. These are facts. And then show you taking that knowledge, putting wisdom behind it. Oh, the economy is going to crash. This is unsustainable. It can only last so long. These things are longer period. Let's get bigger thinking. Jeff Bezos he wasn't born a billionaire. Neither was Elon Musk. As a matter of fact, these guys didn't have a whole lot at all, right? Now I get it. Their families are tied to disgusting stories. But my point being is that you have to look at where they were at a certain point in age and go, they weren't born into this. They had to work really hard. Well, that's how these cycles happen. And I'll tell you, I know what the algos do, and I don't give a crap. I just don't care. I know the truth about how these cycles work, and I'm doing my darndest to get it out to all of you. And I mean, just look at what we've done with warning people about inflation, then saying, if you would go and I didn't give any financial advice, I said, I'm going to buy this and that, you know, things. Look at the prices are all going up. I mean, I got a phone call from a guy that we did that took our crypto course. He goes, I can't believe how much money I've made in like 2 months. This is insane. I get it. Joe is an amazing teacher. I said, that's my job. I'm supposed to bring good teachers together to change people's lives. And, you know, someone says a comment here, avoid borrowing. And that's a very good point, because right now is not the time to get into debt. Now is the time to slow down, pay off your debt, get ready to hunker down. But there's a time to take on a crap ton of debt. But not like all these books tell you, because how I teach it is not sexy, but it's how all the authors do it, but they'll never tell you. Robert Kiyosaki will never tell you to go and put your properties in an LLC and how to get the banks to give the LLC the money. He tells you to go use debt. That guy is withering on the vine right now, and he's selling books that will lead you to financial ruin. Because he brags about how much debt he's in. None of that debt's in his name. That's why he can't stand me. He said last time I saw him, he was going to destroy me. He doesn't have the sack to even bring my name up. I'll mention that next time we're on stage together. Bugs the crap out of him. Because most people, and he told me this in 2005, do not think like I do. And that's what I want to do, is I want to change everybody's thinking and line people up into right thinking. Because I can't do this on my own. And like Doug said, I'm part of Ninja Nation because he understands this isn't about some dork in his truck drinking a McDonald's coffee, leading a bunch of people. It's about generals leading a force. A force around the world. Matter of fact, type real quick. I'm just curious. Someone saying they're unsubscribed again. If you, it's very, Oh, praise God. I just praise God. You know, I'm just going to, okay, you want to talk about this video taking a turn? Before I made this video, I started praying. I said, God, I want you to give me the right words. And then I started to rebuke Satan because, you know, my Google assistants and they know what's going on here and they know how many people are actually watching. And there are groups of people that do not want me out there talking to people because the logic is, it just makes too much sense. You know, instead of having sponsors, I've gone down that road because people tell me all the time, you're always on, I'm like, I'm going to be a machine. I'm going to post so much stuff and give so much truth and change so many people's lives. And it's not going to be because of me. It's because he that is in me, that's Jesus Christ. But, I said, I started selling courses. I'm like, if you want to buy a course, cool. If not, that's how I'm going to make my living right now. That's I'm changing my life to be a teacher in this season. I was praying about this video and I was rebuking the enemy because it is pretty amazing what they've done to try and hold it back. But I ultimately don't care. I'm not going to quit. And I don't want you to quit. I'm going to tell you a praise report right now. And the cool thing is, I'm going to lose some subscribers by talking about this. And you know what's really cool about that? Is there's a thinning from the wheat and the chaff. The chaff appears like wheat, and it grows up inside of wheat that's growing. The wheat that we ultimately eat, you know, in our breads and our foods. But the chaff isn't wheat. It looks like it. And I would rather have a small handful of people learning from my bad decisions, my mistakes, and my triumphs in the past than a massive amount of people that wouldn't do anything with that information. I'd rather have a small group of people because I truly believe that there one of you is going to become the next like massive influencer in this world. I honestly believe that there are people in this room right now that are about to become heads of state. They're going to become attorney generals. They're going to become leaders, big leaders. I'm not joking. I don't want my channel to be in vain. Am I making money and finding success in this? Yes. Is it different than all the success that I've found before? Absolutely, because it's a different type. Because I wake up every morning and I read an amazing comment. So let me tell you this story. I met an amazing gentleman at a conference. Mike Abraham, thank you so much. Mike works for a massive Christian broadcasting company. And we have great conversations. And he's doing a lot of awesome work. And he's one of the people that are rising up and starting to see things completely different than ever before. As a matter of fact, and this isn't for me, this is for people that watch this channel. If you're a person that has, because of my words that aren't mine, just so you know, there are days when I'm cocky and I'm an idiot, those are my words. But if you've ever seen something different or understood something different from this channel, and you see what's really happening down the world, say, I have. And I want you to say that because I want other people to understand here. I want other people to become YouTubers, to become politicians, to become good-hearted people to change this world. I can't do this. And you're never going to see anyone that you're watching talk about this. They're all in it for themselves. Most of them are completely fake. Trust me, I know this from experience. And some people, I've let them know too much about me because I couldn't even read them right until I went, oh, crap. And then I'm like, okay, now you actually... And I've actually had people say, oh, crap, you are the real deal. I had a billionaire just find that out recently. And I love it. That's why I'm the ninja. Well, here's the praise report. I had an amazing person I met in a conference. And he's a subscriber of this channel. He is an insanely, incredibly intelligent person. And he's got passion. And his laugh makes me laugh my butt off. He's got one of those laughs. Andy Scheckman's got that laugh too, that he only lets out around real friends. And man, I freaking love his laugh. Well, I was talking to him the other day and he was very stressed out. And his wife is sick, was sick, and really sick. And he was very stressed out. He didn't tell me exactly what. I'm like, look, it's not my business, but do you believe in God? He goes, I believe in God. And I'm like, no, I got to make this real clear here. Do you believe in Jesus Christ? He goes, well, I'm Muslim. Okay, cool. Well, then we're going to do something really cool here. It's my God is the great physician. There's no other God. No one else's God is the great physician. No other God has said, I died and rose again. I defeated death. There's a reason for that, because all these false gods out there, made by Satan and his demons, can't say that, because they ultimately have to reveal the truth to you. I know it sounds crazy because Satan's the father of lies. So he is bound by the same. Anyway, so I said, so my God, Jesus Christ is going to heal your wife. You ready for this? Do you believe that we could pray and your wife be healed? And he said, yes. And I said, all right, we're going to pray. And I prayed. I said, amen. I said, now just so you know, she is healed. No matter what you see, she's healed in the spirit. Now it's just going to take some time to come out. And you're going to go back and the doctor's going to give her a clean bill of health. I'm not going to reveal who this is, but I'm going to read a text. Because I didn't hear anything from him. And the reason why I'm doing this is because, and I hope I do lose some subscribers from this. If you're being offended by this, definitely not part of this group. This is not for you, okay? You're going to be weak when all this crash really comes manifesting and you believe the president or mainstream media when all this crap goes down, okay? So I'm going to read this text from you real quick. Let me find this. Told you this video is going to take some weird turns, right? And if you're hearing right now and you have ears to hear and eyes to see, type 11, if you're understanding what's happening right now during this video. I actually believe there's some people that are actually being blessed and hearing things that are not even coming out of my mouth. I know that sounds crazy, but it's true. All right, here we go. Here's the text. I called him. And he said, sorry, I couldn't call you back. Said, hey, Travis, sorry, I couldn't pick up. I'm on a family trip. Wife is healthy. He didn't know I called him. Okay. Thank you for praying for her. I get back home on Wednesday. I will give you a call then. Pretty sure he's watching right now. And then I said, I was calling to see how your wife was doing. He said, wife is healthy. Thankfully, the test came out good. I will tell you more on Wednesday. So I haven't heard back from him yet. But I will tell you this. There is a reverent fear of God that we all need to have. And quite frankly, I can't understand that fear. I don't understand that fear. I don't have enough respect for the fear of God. I'm being totally honest. But I do understand that fear is an amazing motivator. And I do understand that when we're going through the craziest times, God is there. Fear not. I'm with you. We're going to make it good. But it's not good on, you know, that's why that reverent fear, that healthy fear of, you know, I need to save some money. I shouldn't be getting into debt right now. This whole thing's coming down around me. And that is what is going to set you miles apart from everyone else. And then we're going to show you how to become your own bank. We're going to show you how to feed the nations. I want to feed a nation. It's been my dream, I think since 2009. And so I'm doing the baby steps right now. I'm not there, but I'm going to be, and I want you to, too. I want to leave this earth and I do want to hear God say, and I don't believe he's going to say it right now. I don't believe he'd say it to me right now. Good work. Good and faithful servant. I honestly don't believe he'd say it right now. That's a fear that I got. So what does that fear do? That causes me to act differently, think differently. I'm a total screw up all the time, guys. And I think that we're in the midst of the most incredible opportunity of our lives. And you're getting the warnings ahead of time and you're actually doing something about it. That's it. I'm going to leave on that note. Hope you guys have an amazing day. I'm going to do a meetup in Nevada probably in a month to put 1,000 of you in the same room and watch that energy roll. And because I ran into someone the other day that went to the Las Vegas meetup, and he says, I'm still texting and talking to people that I met there. He didn't meet me personally. It was pretty intense. But I say, I'm going to put thousands of people together in the same room and watch them do this. Because when you do this and you feel alone, but then all of a sudden you don't feel alone because you start meeting other people that are just like you, you become very strong because you're interweaving. Trust me, hashtag Ninja Nation if you're a part of it. It's not me. It's not a person. It's a mentality. We're going to take this crash by storm. We're going to take this fall of the U.S. government by storm. I promise. I hope you guys have a great day. The Economic Ninja is out.